Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is November the 15th. I'm Steven Masso. As always, you're listening to Via the Source. Now, this is going to be a quick little episode, more of like a, a little tiny segment, rather just discussing the Myles Garrett fight with Mason Rudolph and all the things that occurred there, just because it's such a shocking incident that happened. You know, Twitter's freaking out. Everyone's trying to figure out what's going to happen. And because I think this is a really serious issue. I know there's a lot of people on Twitter trying to downplay it and say that people are freaking out or soft about it. But I think this is a really serious thing that needs to be discussed here. I guess just to talk about the game, the Browns defeated the Steelers by a score of 21-7. Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb kind of led the way. There's some more split carries there. But the real story here is what transpired towards the end of this game. So to run through what happened, and I'm going to be discussing each little bit of it because there are multiple people at fault in a way, but again, that doesn't condone any sort of action by any of the players in this. What happened to start it off? Mason Rudolph threw a pass in the flats, and as he, or just shortly after he threw the ball, he was wrapped up by Myles Garrett. Now, in my opinion, at that point, it was clear that Mason Rudolph had already thrown the ball. Myles Garrett elected to still take him to the ground. In my eyes, again, that was still unnecessary. So there you have the first mistake here. Now we have Mason Rudolph, who tries to rip off Myles Garrett's helmet, and he also kind of puts his cleat near his groin area. So, of course, those are two big faults on Mason Rudolph that kind of led to what would happen. Again, it doesn't condone Myles Garrett's action because he took it to a place that I think was far, far too excessive, and I think the vast majority would agree. What Myles Garrett did was rip off Mason Rudolph's helmet and then kind of swung it like a battle axe using that helmet and hit Mason Rudolph in the head. And then the Steelers offensive line group saw that. They took Myles Garrett to the ground. Marquise Pouncey was throwing hands, was kicking him at one point, and they ended up ejecting both Pouncey and Myles Garrett in this game. It was just pure chaos, and it really, I mean, there's no doubt there's going to be a handful of suspensions thrown around after this game. So the first one we have to discuss, Myles Garrett using that helmet as a weapon is something that is hasn't really ever happened to this extent. We saw Richie Incognito way back get hit with a helmet. I believe, who was it against? The Lions or the Texans? But it didn't have the same amount of like that violent nature as this one did. This one could have gone so much worse. I'm frankly shocked that the helmet didn't connect more. And I think that if Mason Rudolph would have fell to the ground, if he would have been concussed, if he would have hit him in the eye, or if it could have potentially cracked his skull and been a life-threatening injury, people would be way more on Myles Garrett because there are actually a ton of people out there that are kind of sympathetic with him on this situation, and I just think there's no excuse for what he did. I think we look at helmet-to-helmet hits, and I think that's the first thing. If you look at the sheer force that a helmet does to somebody, knocks them out completely cold, and that is when a player is wearing a helmet, imagine using that same thing, flinging it with that force, being that powerful of an athlete to someone's skull when there is no protection. I think you are vastly underestimating the amount of damage that could cause to a person. And to say that it doesn't have the potential to be life-threatening is not true. That is a very dangerous thing when you're swinging that kind of object around, especially at someone who isn't protected in their head and skull area. The next part of the argument is that I see a lot of people on Twitter saying that, you know, this isn't assault. I mean, this is football. They sign up for this kind of stuff. You're overreacting, you know, stuff like that. But this wasn't football. The play had already ended. Football does not involve, you know, guys swinging their helmets at you like weapons. That's something completely different. And that's why I think that Myles Garrett could end up getting a suspension longer than people are originally thinking right now. And of course, maybe by the time this episode airs, it will already be announced and maybe I'm wrong, but that's just my viewpoint. People are saying that, you know, you sign up for this. As a football player, you're signing up for this. That's not true at all. You are not signing up for people swinging their helmets and really attempting to injure you significantly. Now, we look at what Mason Rudolph did, and definitely the kick to the groin area with the cleat, you know, that's, you know, nothing to just push aside. He should definitely have some sort of consequence for that, those actions. It's not like he is completely blame-free in this. Like, sure, he is definitely the main victim in it, and what Myles Garrett did is just uncondonable. There's no other way to look at it. But yes, what Mason Rudolph did is something horrible as well. I mean, typically, if you do that to somebody, 99% of the times, you're going to catch some sort of hands. And I would, you know, not blame Myles Garrett if he was just shoving Mason Rudolph around, if he would have maybe even thrown a punch, something of that sort. But what he did was instead fling a helmet that at that point is basically a weapon. It's just too excessive. So I know there's people making the arguments, well, Mason Rudolph started it. That argument doesn't hold up anywhere. It doesn't matter. I don't know where people get the idea that, oh, he started it. He doesn't deserve any sort of blame. Trust me, Mason Rudolph started it. He will get some blame, but that doesn't rid Myles Garrett of what he did. If someone slaps you on the face and you turn around and hit him with your car, you're not going to be able to use the argument, well, they started it. You took it to a place that made it way more severe than it initially was, and that's what Myles Garrett did. So those are my initial thoughts on this Myles Garrett incident. It's really, really just shocking, and I don't get the people out there saying that it's soft. If you're going to turn around and say that the hits like Vontaze Burfict do and the hits like Heath did on Alan Burns that are both in a way still kind of football plays, even though they are dirty in a way, if you're going to say that those hits are dirty and try to put the blame on the players in those situations and then say that Myles Garrett, that people are overreacting at him actually swinging a helmet like a battle axe, then it just, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this is not even a football play at that point. That is just, you know, a pure just chaos. I don't know what else to say. So I have no idea what to expect with this Myles Garrett like suspension that will be coming in terms of length of time, because the NFL is just so inconsistent when it comes to suspensions. I think that the fact that so many people saw it, since it was kind of on national television and talked about so much, will affect how it's viewed. And I just don't know how they're going to handle it, because, I mean, I hate to bring up Kaepernick, but Kaepernick didn't do anything violent at all. I mean, the guy peacefully protested, hasn't seen a field in years. And Myles Garrett is doing this, which is doing way much more damage to the shield, which the NFL holds in such high regards. I have no idea what they will do with this suspension. I mean, I'm frankly just glad that Mason Rudolph wasn't seriously injured in this, because I do think that the people who are kind of sympathizing a little bit more with Myles Garrett in this situation would be feeling a lot different if Mason Rudolph were to have fallen to the floor, if he were to have been bleeding of some sort, if he would have been just knocked out unconscious, which is a realistic thing to happen when someone does that, I mean, it would have been a completely different story. It would have been a firestorm times 10 of what it was right now. So, guys, that's going to wrap up this episode, this little mini segment. I just had to get that off my chest. I mean, if you think that I'm being soft about this, then maybe I am. But then just never, ever complain about a head-to-head collision. Don't ever complain about a violent hit in the NFL if you're saying what Myles Garrett did, which isn't even football-related, is not excessive. I mean, those are just my thoughts on it, guys. As always, you can follow me on Twitter. That is @ShadySteven. If you want to hear more from me, the podcast, which I've been tweeting more from, is @ViaTheSource. But, guys, that's how I'm going to wrap it up. Until next time, I'm Steven Masso. This was Via The Source.